Howard Hughes. That'll be me then, 7:43, technology news now. Let's get straight to the man who's got his finger on the pulse of everything that is tech. His name is Gadget Detective, a.k.a. Fevzi Tearcalp. Morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
How's life this morning with
yes,
you?
Yes, good, thank you. I'm all right.
Is it cold where you are? It's cold where I am.
It is. I had the heating on in the middle of the night. I woke up and it was still 18 degrees in the house. That's not good.
I think it's taken us all a bit unawares, hasn't it? Dear, anyway, Kenny, we can't talk about the weather because we're not being paid to do that, Fevzi, these fabulous BBC fees. Want to talk about this first. New rules are forcing broadband firms to be clearer in their ads on the costs of contracts. About time too, don't you think?
Yeah, so in the past there's been some regulation about how they advertise speeds. So now when they advertise speeds, and for a long time now, they say up to a certain speed, which is meant to give you an indication. So with that, the difficulty is only 10% have to be able to achieve the up to speed, the maximum speed that they advertise. But it's better than nothing. That's what the rules say. But then there's always been this issue about the prices and the other contract terms and how they're advertised. And what you'd often see is you'd see a headline like £5 per month for broadband. And then when you look in the small print, subject to you paying £12 a month for line rental, so they take over your line and that. Now they can't separate it out in that way. They have to say, in this example, £17 a month, including line rental. So that's much clearer.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, Fevzi? I'm sorry to interrupt. Why they don't just do us, it's rather like the utility companies who are changing somewhat. You know, why don't they just offer us clear deals? I've got a deal and the guy said, look, this is the price, and it was quite a good deal for 1 year. Phone us 1 month before it ends, otherwise it's going to double on you. Why do they play games like that?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And one of the changes that's made in this rules, from set of rules from the ASA, is that any post-discount pricing has to be given greater prominence, as does any contract term. So you know if you're signing up for 12 or 18 or 24 months, and if the price is going to jump at some point after an initial discount, that has to be made clear as well. Because what they found, they did an experiment. They gave them a variety of adverts, members of the public, a variety of adverts, and something like 20% were able to calculate the true cost of the deal, either because the information wasn't there or some of it was de-emphasized. But there is, it is not good that they would choose to claim that something was £5 a month when really it's 17, because there was no way of getting it for £5 a month. You were always going to have to pay them the 17. So why didn't they say so? And why does it need a change in the rules to do that? I don't know. It's annoying. It's a bit like pushing a ball up a hill. Sometimes you have to regulate the hell out companies before they just behave decently.
We would, most of us, for most of these things, all utilities, we'd pay a couple of pounds more if we were guaranteed clear pricing and things weren't going to change. I think, most of us would prefer that the game playing came to an end. Mind you, that's only, that's my view. There may be other views. There may be people who enjoy playing the games. I don't. We've allowed a lot of time here to talk about a really cool gadget. If you do recording of any kind, if you have computers of various kinds and devices in your home, if you like music, this is definitely the thing for you.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite gadgets for a long time. So it's from a company called iConnectivity, small I with the word connectivity following it. The device itself is called the iConnect Audio 4 Plus. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it does a lot of things. So it's the iConnect Audio 4 Plus. And it's great, as you say, for anyone who deals with audio, musicians, singers, podcasters, anyone who does live streaming, broadcasters, anyone interested in either in creating audio, editing it, manipulating it, or recording it, or any combination thereof. It's an audio interface, but audio interface are things that connect, your real world devices, such as microphones, guitars, whatever it is you're recording, to your computer. So it sort of digitizes that. But this one does much more than the standard. It's the first one, the world's first one, that records audio and also works with MIDI. So it sort of roots MIDI and filters it and does whatever you want with the MIDI signal as well.
So for those who have gear that, and I have some of this equipment that has a MIDI output, will it translate that MIDI output into another form of digital output?
Well, it acts as a MIDI router. I mean, they have a separate device called a MIDI 4 Plus, which is even more sophisticated. But this one's got two ways of handling MIDI. It's got standard MIDI ports. Remember the old 5-pin DIN ports, the round ports on it, so you can plug a 30-year-old synth into it, which is what I've done. Or it's got a USB MIDI hub as well, so you can plug multiple MIDI controllers and so forth. So you can say, okay, I'm going to plug in this MIDI keyboard, for example, and I'm going to route that MIDI stream to that instrument over there. So it's like a junction box. But what I was going to say it's the first to do is that it's the first audio and MIDI interface to support multiple devices, iOS, i.e. Apple, iPhones and iPads, PC and Mac. So it will support two computer devices at the same time, which is unique. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, anyone who owns an iPhone or an iPad knows that there's some stonkingly great apps on that platform for iPhones and iPads, either things like recreations of Moog synthesizers on your phone. And look, listen, I've got one here. This is just my phone. I mean, that sort of sound is great, but the difference, just me. Yeah.
Oh, you funk master.
It's just one. Look, don't get me started on this because that. Look, that's just
Pepsi Turkup is Grandmaster Flash.
But the point is, it's always been difficult to get that audio out in good quality. There's no standard connectors on it. It's not been great. And if you get a dongle hanging off it, it's not flexible. But with this, let's say you've got a PC or a Mac, it will work with both, running what's called a digital audio workstation. So it's your recording and editing software on the PC and Mac. The iPhone or the iPad can connect using this device at the same time and become effectively a plug-in. So normally you'd get an audio plug-in to do effects processing. You can do that on the iPhone or iPad, or you can do it the other way around. You can run the instruments on the PC or Mac and then record it onto the iDevice. So it's got that real flexibility to it. Absolutely fantastic. Price, is for this sort of kit.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, for this sort of kit, it's not expensive at all. It's £259, but obviously that's a fair bit of money. I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5 because it is the most flexible. And one thing I didn't mention, with these sorts of things, you often get, devices with a certain number of input and output ports, and that's fine. The real strength of this device, other than the fact it's got all of those ports, and it can, by the way, keep your iDevice charged whilst you're using it, but the other benefit of it is in the software, because you've got this piece of software which looks like a junction box, and you can say basically any input to any output, any audio in to any audio out, any MIDI into any MIDI out, and you can do things to it. You can say, okay, you know what, I want to filter out this information out of the MIDI stream, or I want to process this audio in this way before I send it back out to this destination. It's a really, really sophisticated thing. It works simply, but when you're ready to dive deep into it, it allows you to do so much more with it.
Well, when the prices start to drop, I'll be having one of those. I mean, it is literally an everything box. Febsy, if we're out of time as ever on these Saturday mornings, but if anybody wants to shoot the breeze about that gadget or any other tech issues, what do they do?
Okay, so for that gadget, you go to iconnectivity.com, 4.5 stars out of 5. For me, if you want to come and say hello, come and say hello at Twitter's best way, at Gadget Detective. I'll be delighted to say hello to you. As I've pointed out in the past, I have no friends, so it's always nice to hear from members of the public.
Oh, Febsy, thank you very much indeed for getting up at Sparrow's Flatulence to do this, as the Australians say. Well, actually, they don't quite say that. They have another word.
I can't believe you just said that.
I don't actually think I could say the way the Aussies put it, but you know what I'm saying. Thank you very much for getting up early to come in and do this. Febsy Turkup is the Gadget Detective. He may return next week, and there's a slim chance that I might too. Thank you.